Good day, beloved. In John's Gospel, the 6th chapter, John said that a massive crowd of men and women and children approached Jesus and the disciples one day. John tells us they only counted the men, however, but when you factor in the women and the children, the numbers were more like 15,000 hungry people on that day. Then, he says, Jesus posed the question to Philip, "Where can we get enough food for all these people?" Philip spoke the words of exasperation and resignation by saying, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each to even get a bite. Remember that now. However, Andrew tried to offer some half-hearted help by identifying a little lad with a lunch of 2 fish the size of sardines now and 5 loaves of bread. But Andrew sighed, "What are they among so many?" Beloved, let me ask you, have you ever been in a situation where because of how large the problem was in your life, that it made your little bit seem laughable? Well, if you have, come on, keep watching Jesus here. First of all, Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down on the plush grass around them. In other words, be still. Still your worries on the soft grass of God's grace that has kept you thus far on the way. Jesus then took the loaves of bread, but he did not offer a prayer to multiply the bread. Why? Because that would have expressed fear that the problem was bigger than the problem solver. No, Jesus gave thanks for what they had. Jesus gave thanks because every little bit has the potential to provide for every need. Jesus gave thanks because they didn't have to have anything at all. Jesus gave thanks for what they had because things could have been so much worse. Jesus gave thanks because little becomes much when you first put it in the master's hand. And then Jesus used the little to bless others in need. He passed it out, John said, like it was more than enough. John says he gave to those seated as much as they wanted. Not a bite, Andrew, but as much as they wanted. You see, when you give thanks for even the little you have, you are putting your focus on God and not the problem. And when you use that little to bless someone else in need, you are trusting God by making room for more. After everybody ate, the disciples were able to pick up 12 baskets full of leftovers from the people they had blessed. More than they had when they started is what they took home with them. Why? Because Jesus taught them and all of us. First of all, thank God for what you have. Second of all, put it in the master's hand. Sometimes all you can do is just tell God, "You know, Lord." And then third, make room for more by helping someone else in need with your little. And then lastly, watch God use others that you bless to bless you with the leftovers so that you have more than you had when you started. Because little becomes much when you put it in the master's hands. God bless you. Make it a great day. Be encouraged, and I'm so glad the tomb was empty.